Today, we're joined by Leanne Grant, Chief Growth Officer at Babylist. Leanne joins us to talk about Babylist's recent growth and transformation into a media company, her career in the industry, and the importance of pride in the workplace. Enjoy. Hi, Leanne. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, it's good to see you, and you're welcome.
Likewise. So excited to be chatting today. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your career, how you got where you are today, and just kind of what's going on in your life?
I'm currently the Chief Growth Officer at Babylist, and I can tell you more about Babylist later. But in my role, I lead two functions, the marketing team, which is pretty self-explanatory. We've got performance marketing, branded PR, a strong editorial team, as well as lifecycle marketing. And then I also lead our sales team. An interesting thing about Babylist is we have four different revenue streams. So we've got e-commerce, health insurance reimbursement, and then our sales team leads the other two, which is our advertising or media revenue, as well as our affiliate revenue. And so I get to kind of see both the demand gen side and the revenue generating side. I've been at Babylist for about 4 years, a little bit over 4 years. I actually started here as a consultant. And one thing that got me really excited about Babylist was actually our diversified revenue streams, because my background is in e-commerce and media. And I'd always kind of wanted to find a place where I could leverage both of those experiences. So I started my career at Google about 17 years ago. So it's a much smaller company then, had more of a startup vibe. And I've worked at other media companies like PopSugar, AOL. And then I've also worked at e-commerce companies like Brandless, and have done kind of a variety of sizes and stages, from starting my own company to working at public companies. And it's really fun to be at the Babylist size, where we're growing and we're profitable. We hit $400 million in revenue last year. And yeah, that's me. I live in the Bay Area. I like doing outdoorsy things, camping, hiking, all sorts of stuff like that.
What a career you've had and still growing. So that's so exciting. And you were recently named one of Ad Age's 2024 Leading Women of the Year. So congratulations about that.
Yeah, thank you. It was like pretty surprising, actually. You know, we always, our PR team submits us for different awards, and we always look at who's won in the past. Like this year, Duolingo won, and I think they are like the best brand in the world. So it was a really big honor, and just like cool for the whole team that we're seen as, I don't know, if you've ever worked at a startup, sometimes you think you're really small. So it was really cool to see our name up against all those big and impressive companies.
Oh, it's awesome. Well, very well deserved. Well, congratulations again. And that kind of segues really nice to focus a little bit on Babylist. And, you know, some of our listeners might not be as familiar with the platform and the company and the brand, and particularly all the changes and growth that you've gone through over the last few years. I know you mentioned it a bit, but can you tell us a little bit more about that?
So if you have any baby in your life, and you know anyone who's pregnant, whether you're a coworker of somebody who's pregnant or expecting a baby, the actually expecting parent, a cousin, an aunt, a grandma, anybody like that, you can come to Babylist and we will help you with content guides. So what products do you need? Advice. We'll help you actually buy products. We've got a universal registry. I mentioned health and wellness earlier. Media. So we make videos, all of that. So it's really this trusted platform for anyone going through with a very exciting life stage. I always joke we've all gone through it because we were all babies once. But it's also like an incredibly, it can be incredibly stressful and transformative and expensive. And so we see ourselves as like the destination for everything you need. And last year, 9 million people purchased off the platform. We drove $1 billion in GMV. And as I said, did $400 million in revenue, and we're profitable. And so are a pretty formidable player in the space, and really have grown since we launched 13 years ago as a kind of one of those like very traditional startup stories, where we had our CEO and founder was a coder. She was pregnant. She couldn't find the product that she needed. And so she said, you know, why don't I just build it myself? And what she really wanted was a place to register for, like, I need a dog walk. I need some home cooked meals. And I want to register for all these D2C products, not just, you know, Amazon or Target. So she built it and she posts on Hacker News, which is, if you're not kind of in the industry, like a Y Combinator led place where there's a lot of hackers just kind of in a forum. She said, I'm 8 months pregnant and I just launched this site. What do you guys think? And so it was really started as like this bootstrapped, very simple product and has grown tremendously since then.
That's such a good story too. I actually never knew that. I love that origin story. And what's so great about Babylist is actually as someone who does not have any children, but have a lot of people in my life who are having children, what feels like almost every month currently. It's such a good platform for everyone involved in the baby life. So
yeah, I don't have any children yet either. And I'm like in a similar life stage to you where I'm like, oh, I've heard of Babylist. I've paid them money, like 16 for the past year. Every baby registry now, like every first birthday, it's everywhere, even if you're not a parent.
Yes. And you mentioned earlier, over the last few years, you guys have really transitioned into kind of a media powerhouse. Can you tell us a little bit about how you helped transition Babylist into the media and commerce business that you guys are today?
It's funny. So I was brought on, I was working for a startup during COVID and it shut down in April 2020. It was like very much in that kind of like in-person space and we were not going to make it. And so I was like, oh my God, I don't have a job. It's COVID. I don't want to like go find a full-time job. I don't want to commit. They don't want to commit to me. Kind of had like a crisis of what do I do now? And somebody said, oh, you should just go consult. And I had never tried it. And so I reached out to a couple of people in my network. And one of the first people I was connected to was Natalie, our CEO and founder. And she said, hey, like we COVID hit, we got really scared because like Babylist is based really much on like the baby shower moment, which is an in-person event. And we thought, what if people just stop giving gifts? And that's our whole business. And she's like, this was May 2020 at this point. So she said, 2 months in, our business is booming. People have just shifted to having Zoom showers. They wrote content guides of how to, remember that when like you didn't know how to do that? So she's like,
well, unfortunately.
Yeah. So she's like, we've pivoted to Zoom showers. We've given guides. Write guides for how to like give birth with COVID. And people are just shopping online now. They're researching more now. So like our videos, people are watching more. They're reading our emails more. Like actually the business is doing really well. And we have affiliate revenue and e-commerce revenue. And those are growing. And we have a pretty small media business. And I want your first project to be, how big can the media business be? And since I'd worked at Pop Sugar and AOL, like I understood media. And I did the consultant thing where, you know, I made a slide deck, these numbers. And then I was like, I have to be honest with you. I think it just could be really big. I'm not going to give you a number. And we've more than 10x'd it since 2020. So in 4 years have just blown that business up. And that's because, one, there's this macro trend of retail media and advertisers shifting their budgets away from like just performance to maybe audience-based sites like Babylist. And the second is we just have amazing content. We've won Webby Awards. We've won Telly Awards now. Like we're a baby company and we're winning television. And so advertisers flock to us because they said, you have this very valuable life stage. We create all the content for them. So we write the emails, we create the videos, we distribute it through our platform. And so that business is doing really well. And like we continue to grow it. We launched a new health and wellness brand last year. We're working with some of the kind of biggest advertisers in the world. That was kind of like my first focus, as I was just saying, as a consultant, but have helped kind of grow all four of the revenue streams since joining and really have done some really fun stuff on the media side, especially.
That 10x statistic that you mentioned is incredible. That is almost something unheard of, especially in such a short period of time.
Yeah. And especially Natalie was right when she brought me on. She said, I don't know how big this can be because like the recession is coming, advertisers were pulling out back their budget. And I think we just got to see, but there's just so much demand for our audience and our content. And it's continuing to grow every year. And we launched a showroom last year, which is like, now we're doing influencers and events and all sorts of great things on the advertising side.
And such fun stuff too. And, you know, when you and I first met, in addition to the fun stuff, we also talked about how important it is to have pride in what you do and have pride in your work. And the ability to create something and work on something that really means something to people. I mean, particularly with Babylist, like you mentioned, you're in such an important stage of people's lives. So building something that you're proud of is really evident, I feel like, here. Can you tell us a little bit about what it means to you and, you know, why is this specific element so important?
Yeah, I think you and I talked too about, like, I started my career at Google. Everybody knows Google. And it was like something I really valued was being able to go home for Christmas and tell my aunt and uncle, you know, I work at Google, and they knew what it was, right? And that there's like that marquee brand. And then I feel like from then there was kind of this like hustle culture. There's like Uber and WeWork, and it's all about like working really hard and these crazy valuations. And I had this like real, I don't know, jealousy or desire to be a part of that and be like, I need to be a part of like the biggest, coolest, trustworthy Silicon Valley company. There's so much out external validation from that. But as I guess I've gotten older, maybe like the world has changed a little bit, I hope. I just care less about that. And I actually was recruited. I looked back when I talked to Natalie, I was like, Babylist, I've heard of this. And I worked at, I looked in my email and I had been like recruited to Babylist in 2017.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So a like external recruiter had reached out to me and I was like, oh, it's just a small company. I haven't heard of it. There's no, you know, it's not in TechCrunch. So like all these things I was looking for were missing. But then when I talked to her 3 years later and I heard about the business, I was like, oh, wow, like this is a sustainable company. Like I'd be really proud to, I think it's going to be around in 50 years. Not a lot of startups will be. And also like, well, I don't have babies myself. I just like think they're the best. And I think this stage is the best. And so I'm like more proud now to be working at Babylist than I was at Google, because it's like, it's just like more like genuinely fun. I feel like we're doing really good things in the world. And even if we're not on the cover of the New York Times, it's fine. Like it's a great product that people really love.
Agreed that babies are the best. And again, I don't have my own, but they're the best. They bring you so much joy. And how serendipitous that you were recruited in 2017 and look now in 2024. That's awesome.
I know. It's funny though. If you've, I don't know, been around long enough, sometimes I look through my email and I'm like, oh, I really should have worked at that company. This said no too. So you can't win them all. Definitely lost out on some big winners. Here I am.
What kind of suggestions or advice, speaking of might have lost out on some big winners, do you have for women who might be searching, you know, for that sense of pride? I think a lot of times we get so caught up in what we do, to your point of like, oh, I work at Google and you're so happy to tell your aunt and uncle and whatever else. But if, you know, people are looking for more, which I think we're actually seeing more and more of now post-pandemic, people wanting to really lean into that, you know, sense of pride and sense of good feeling. What kind of advice or, you know, how do you think people can find it?
I did something like really good for myself during COVID early on. There was a free course through, I think they called it like the most popular class at Yale. And Coursera put it out for free. And it's called like the Science of Well-Being. But everybody called it the Happiness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard of
it. Yeah. So Dr. Lori Santos teaches it. She's got a great podcast if you don't want to do the whole course online. And it's just like a class about like all of the studies between what actually makes people happy. You know, you've heard it all before. It's like money won't make you happy. Love won't make you happy. Babies won't make you happy. Getting a good job won't make you happy. Losing weight won't make you happy. Like all of these things that we really strive for, like they don't matter. But she goes through them like in a really academic lens. And then you do practices and all of that. And a big thing I got from that, and this is like so obvious, is I stopped using social media entirely and focused more. So I like shut down my Facebook account, logged out Instagram, got rid of it all. And I was not a big poster user.
But especially during COVID, that's a huge red lockdown.
You're sitting there and you're just seeing like everybody else and maybe it's what makes them happy, but they're posting about like these things and you're not doing them. And so that's not what makes me happy. So just like getting rid of all that noise really helped, because those things actually make you unhappy. And then the things that make you happy are being present and meditating and working out and, you know, all of these things. So that, I still don't use Facebook or Instagram. I do use LinkedIn, but maybe shouldn't. But I think just like if you're trying to figure out like what do you really care about, I think the first step is get rid of as much noise about what other people care about. Because some other people do care a lot about working at the best hedge fund or winning the Ad Age Leading Women Award or like whatever those things are. But it might not make, it didn't make me happy. It's not, it might not make you happy. So like get rid of everybody else's noise. And then I think you have the best chance of figuring out, okay, what do I actually like doing? When's the happiest I've ever been in my career? Not what is my high school frenemy doing 30 years later? Like, who cares?
Exactly. That's great advice. And I love what you said when we mentioned that we talked about the leading women. Like you kind of said, you know, it was great for the team. The team did a great job. And I think that it's so important to, yes, obviously recognize these amazing women. And that's kind of even the Futures Female platform that we've built is really recognizing women. But it's also important to, you know, acknowledge that no one gets there on their own. So it's having this pride and having this, you know, team mentality is also important and kind of bringing the happiness back to kind of what you do together, I think is always a key thing. So I liked that you mentioned that too.
Well, Dr. Laura Santos, she changed my life. Community makes you happy. Being alone does not. So like, love you. Your coworkers are not your family, but their community, connect with them, support them, be friends with them. Like that matters.
Yeah, for sure. And a lot of times we're talking to our coworkers more than we're talking to our family, you know, which is the fortunate or unfortunate truth. So agree. You gotta build a good community. Speaking of Dr. Lori Santos, it sounds like she kind of brought that great advice for you and helped you kind of bring this onto our listeners. But outside of that, do you think there's another piece of advice that you would kind of deem as, you know, one of the best that you've gotten throughout your career?
Yeah, I'm talking a lot on this, but the best advice I ever got was listen more, talk less. And that, I think, I actually was really shy growing up. And so I had to work a lot at building the confidence, maybe especially as a woman, to like speak up in meetings. And I got better at it. I was like, okay, my value is talking. Especially if I'm in a meeting with more senior people, if I talk, I'll get promoted. Like, I probably didn't think that literally, but like that's, if I offer my opinion, they'll think I'm smart. And one day... our chief business officer at the time, Jen Wong, she's now the COO at Reddit. She's incredibly smart, impressive.
She's a former Futures Female winner.
Oh, really?
She won the award our first year in New York, actually.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'll have to tell you. She's like also the funniest, kindest, most fun person ever. So we had worked together at AOL, too. So she was not my manager at Pop Sugar, but a mentor. And she said to me one time, She did a good job. She framed it as she said, when I was in McKinsey, I used to do what you do, which is like talk in meetings. And one of the partners pulled me aside and he said, you know, oftentimes the smartest person in the meeting is the person who says one thing because they've listened to everybody else, distilled it and made an additive point. And I was like, oh, I remember it was so shocking. I was like, oh, I should talk less. But it's really, I really appreciated her like giving that, I guess, unsolicited advice. And she is always the smartest person in the room. And if you've ever met her, you would probably agree. She's very bright. I thought, oh, wow, that's really helpful. And now, while I do have to talk a lot sometimes in meeting because I'm in charge, listening more and like really learning from everybody is, I think, the most helpful advice. You don't know everything. The world's always changing. The industry's changing. Listen, listen, listen. Ask questions.
Completely agree. Actually, one of the first things that I like kind of learned and took when I first started my career from our leadership at the time, still our leadership, but was like, it's always okay to say, I don't know the answer to that. Let me find out. So kind of take that, you know, you don't know everything and it is, you're always learning and, you know, there's no shame in listening and learning as you go on.
Yeah. And in fact, it's like something you should be proud of.
Yeah.
Learn how to ask really good questions. Learn how to admit you don't know because nobody knows everything, especially like marketing is changing so much and the world is changing so much. Like you should don't expect yourself to.
No. And how boring would it be if, you know, we weren't learning or we weren't evolving? As we look towards the rest of 2024, what do you think is next for you and for Babyliss? What can we expect to see?
A lot of it's our core business just continuing to grow. So we're seeing really strong growth, continue to see really strong growth on the commerce side. More people are using Babyliss for their registry. More people are shopping from us. Last year, we launched birthday lists and holiday lists. And so especially as we get towards the holiday, are excited to see people not just use Babylist for their registry, but to celebrate their first birthday and beyond that. So that's going to be really fun to see that continue to grow. On the media side, we're the big kind of bet we made about a year and a half ago is we bought a company called Expectful. And it was a meditation app for anyone on the pregnancy journey. And we've really expanded it into like a media destination for everything health and wellness. And there's so much. Babylist is always like been great at helping you get the stuff you need. But when you are on this journey, there's so much going on with kind of mind and body. So Expectful is there to help you figure out mental health, postpartum body, birthing, labor, like all of that stuff. And we're working with some really great brands on the health and wellness end to bring that content to life. And then continuing to grow our health insurance reimbursement business. We help people. It's not the most, it's a little less glamorous than like the Jenners and Kardashians coming to our showroom, but we are helping people like figure out what breast pump they need. They can give us their insurance information. And then we do that kind of insurance reimbursement thing on their behalf and are expanding to like other products. So
that's so
just really useful. Yeah, exactly. Useful. And it's like, we always talk about kind of NPS and health. I think Comcast maybe has like the worst NPS of any company out there. Like, but health insurance is very low rated. And so we're trying to make it a more delightful experience.
That's so important. And that's like really incredible work. So I look forward to hearing more about that. And I have a friend who is due in September. So I will make sure she is in the know about all of this.
Yes. I mean, free stuff.
But I will send it to her right after this, actually. But okay, as we wrap up, I feel like I could keep talking all day. But as we wrap up, what's one thing you want to leave our listeners with as they kind of go on with their day?
I think I'll double down on kind of the listen and learn thing. If you haven't read the book, The Growth Mindset by Carol Dweck, it's an incredibly helpful book for being a parent, being an employee, starting a company. It's all about just kind of like lifelong learning and not getting stagnated. And I think that I'm sure some listeners right now have gotten laid off. Some are frustrated at work. Some are struggling with being a parent or in a relationship. And I think it's it kind of resets everything. And then maybe, I don't know, go for a walk, get outside.
That's great. I love that. I will be taking that go for a walk advice today. Leanne, thank you so much for joining us. This was such a fun conversation, and I can't wait to see what's next for you and Babylist.
Thank you so much. It was really fun.
Thank you so much for joining us. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider sharing it with a colleague and leaving us a review on your preferred podcast platform. We'll see you again in the next episode.